Matt Trout Show with Boy Green here on a Wednesday, talking sports with you. We've made it all the way to November the 8th, 2023, and a lot to talk about, a lot of things going on, certainly this week in the world of sports. As we mentioned, Syracuse football down in Yankee Stadium to take on Pitt. We'll have our enemy territory check-in with Pat Bostic, color analyst, former Pitt QB. That comes at 11:30 today. And, of course, it's game night for Syracuse basketball as they are back at the Dome for Canisius tonight. Yeah. So, couple of softies here to start the season. They'll get Colgate next week, Tuesday, and then they'll go into that Hawaii tournament, which, as we mentioned, is going to be played on Oahu and not Maui because of the tragedies.
It's still called the Maui Invitational,
It won't be on the island of Maui, and that we'll have some Titans in that one, right? First game is against
Tennessee.
And then there's some other pretty good teams involved
Gonzaga,
as well, including Gonzaga.
Purdue, yeah.
So we'll see if Syracuse wins or loses, who they're going to get. But they're going to play a quality team, so
that's for sure.
That'll be their first real test of the season against some of the metal, dare I say, of college basketball. All right, but without further ado, I brought in a friend of mine who is doing something really, really cool, and I thought it'd be great to talk about on the air and give you folks who listen an opportunity to maybe participate in this and help raise some money. Let me welcome into the studio Eric Scheer. What's up, Eric? How are you? Nice to be here, my friend.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay, let's talk about what you're doing. So I got the flyer in front of me. I see you've got some information in front of you as well. You are doing a raffle, and you are raising money for local foster care parents and groups. Before we talk about the raffle itself and how you get tickets, tell me about why you decided to raise money and why in particular you are raising money for foster care parents and groups.
For sure. So I was adopted myself. My parents got me at just 6 weeks old, so this has always been a big part of my life. I actually now have a tattoo on my forearm that has the national adoption symbol and says I was born to be their baby because that's what my parents had always told me. So, you know, I take pride in that, and I just want to give back in the best way that I possibly can. And I feel like the adoption route isn't really always thought about when people are considering having children. And I think this is a great option and a great cause to put all my eggs in one basket.
Have you ever met either of your parents? Do you know who your parents are? I know adoption is different for different kids.
For sure. Yeah, I met my biological mom probably 3 years ago. It was an okay meeting.
Weird, right? A little strange, I'm sure.
Yeah,
right?
That's
sure.
Bizarre. Oh my God. Yeah.
So you're what? You're 18-ish? 19,
yeah.
17, 18 years old? And
wow, first time. Yeah.
Wow.
That's exactly what it was, too.
That's crazy.
You can't legally meet them until you're 18. So
okay.
I didn't know that. No.
Yeah. My one biological sister, she ended up going with me because I was, like, 18. I was terrified. I didn't know. I had a bunch of questions, but I was like, I don't know what's right or wrong to ask.
You have a sister that also was adopted?
Yeah, so I have two older sisters that were both adopted by the same family, and then me, who was adopted by my parents, and then two younger brothers who stayed with my biological mom.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
So then, yeah. Wow. Okay. This is a very interesting family dynamic, to say the least.
For sure.
Okay. Go on. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I think it's just a great cause to give to. It means a lot to me. I know it means a lot to my family. Last year we did a similar thing at the Crunch. We're doing that again this year on November 17th this year at 7 o'clock against the Hartford Wolfpack, which is the Rangers farm team.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use the promo code online OCFC, it donates a portion of your tickets to the cause,
nice.
Which is great.
Okay.
So last year we raised just over $1,000. So I'm hoping this year with the raffle and everything, we can really
send that thing through the roof. Man.
Absolutely.
Let's do that, man. Raise some money for some good people.
Do you have a number in mind that you're trying to get to, or just more than last year, basically, and just keep tapping it?
Yeah, I'd love it to be obviously more than last year. The goal is obviously as much as I can, right? I don't want to push everything too quickly. I know this is only the second year of it, but I think baby steps can really build it to something huge. And I think even if it's just a couple dollars here and there, it makes a world of difference to those families.
So a lot of what's going on in this raffle has to do with the Crunch, and in particular their parent club, the Tampa Bay Lightning. So
sure.
Talk to me about your connection with the Crunch, how they got involved, and then we'll talk about the items that are actually being raffled off. There are some really incredible items.
Yes.
Yeah, so I am a camera operator over at the Crunch, and I've grown up at the rink. That's actually where I found my passion of hockey. My dad brought me to my first ever Crunch game at 3.
Have you ever played?
Oh, yeah, I played. I for far too many years, my feet would say. But
you still have all your teeth. Your teeth look like they're in good order. See, have some friends. I had some friends in college that were hockey players.
No teeth.
Yeah, they all like missing teeth. One of my buddies, like, one day he's just messing with me, man. It's hilarious, right? We're at some bar in Marshall Street or something. Yeah. I'm a student at Syracuse.
Does he take out fake teeth?
Yeah, he pops his teeth out of his mouth. Man. I'm like, dude, what?
what the?
He's like, yeah, man. I'm like, what the hell?
Hockey.
What happened to your teeth? So I played hockey. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
And then you think about it, and, you know, the pucks are hard,
brutal.
Man. You can get hit in the mouth very easily.
Some
and
fights.
A lot of people do lose their teeth. Fights, of course, another item. Although you'll see that a lot in the juniors. But, yeah, I mean, so it's very natural, in all honesty, for people that play hockey to oftentimes lose their teeth. But you don't. It looks like you have all your teeth,
full
do not look like dentures to me. Although, if you pop them out right here, I'll flip out and fall on the floor.
No, my mom was a big stickler for me, always wearing my mouth guard, but it was more of a chew toy than, you know, any protection.
Yeah,
so
great.
So what kind of items do you have that are going to be up for auction here?
Yeah, so I a couple years ago in 2021, there was a video that went viral of me with Lightning defenseman Mikhail Sergachev, who I've now become friends with through a mutual friend, and he donated himself to the raffle a game-used and signed stick that was actually used in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final in 2021.
Wow, so you've got a stick as part of this raffle that was used by, I don't want to mess up his name.
Yeah, Mikhail Sergachev.
Sergachev, all right?
Yeah.
Sergachev, a Lightning player, used it in the finals in Game 5.
Yep.
He's given you that stick
raffling
autographed as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you're getting a game-used NHL Finals Stanley Cup Finals stick.
That was used in the game, yeah.
That is
it's
cool.
It's crazy. It's it was their second of the back-to-back when they won it in 2020 and 2021. So obviously it means a bit more to me as a Lightning fan, but I think regardless of if you're just a hockey fan or a sports fan in general, it's a pretty unique item to have in your collection. So, yeah.
Okay. What else do we get?
Yeah, so I also have a Victor Hedman signed puck, who's a defenseman for the Lightning as well. He's won a Norris Trophy. He's won a Conn Smythe Trophy, back-to-back Stanley Cups with the team. Ross Colton signed puck, which he scored the game winner in the 2021 Stanley Cup Final, actually, and then now he's playing for the Colorado Avalanche.
Nice.
And then the other bigger item is a Hugo Allenfelt, who is the goalie for the Crunch in the Lightning system, a signed stick by him, too. So all pretty neat things, if I have to say so myself as a big hockey nerd. But
so you said that, like, again, anything helps in terms of people donating, but how does it work? Like, can they donate a certain chunk to get a certain amount of raffle tickets? What's that combination look like?
Yeah, so it depends on the item, right? So for the Mikhail Sergachev stick, one ticket is $10, and it just goes on from there. The pucks depend on who signed it, obviously, and but yeah, it's you can buy them online. The site is SheerStrikes.betterworld.org. And then you can go on there and purchase tickets that way. All of every penny that's donated is going to be going straight to the cause, which is pretty neat. And the winner's picked on December 4th at noon, all online. So it's I don't have to deal with anything. I don't have to pick a winner. I don't have
smart
to anything.
So you buy your ticket online. The drawing will happen, and it'll be announced online.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is online. You can see the items. Again, Eric mentioned the website, but go to it right now. Sheer Strikes, and it's SHEAR, then Strikes, STRIKES, .betterworld.org. Okay, so that's where you want to go. Sheer Strikes, SHEAR strikes.betterworld.org. That's where you can buy a ticket. You can also see the additional items. Eric mentioned a few of the items, but there are a whole bunch of them, all connected to the Crunch/Lightning organization. Very cool stuff.
Yeah, and a shout out to the primo item that he was talking about. Again, the stick used in Game 5 of the 2021 Stanley Cup Final. $10 for one chance to win, $50 for 8 chances to win, $100 for 20 chances to win. To get a little bit of that action, get more opportunities to win a primo item there. So pretty cool.
And again, all the money going to benefit local foster care parents and groups in Central New York. Is it Central New York connected?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's actually November's National Adoption Month, which I don't know how many people knew that.
Wow.
But
So National Adoption Day is actually the day after the game on November 18th. So
that's cool.
The auction's going to run online all through the month of November, ends November 30th at 11:59 p.m. Just because, you know, I'm a student, so every deadline's 11:59 p.m.
True.
So
fitting.
Why not this?
Yeah, so. And one of my sisters is adopted, so this is a powerful cause to me, too. So this is amazing that you're doing this. Is this something, so you said you started it last year. You did it last year. Now you're doing it this year. Is this something you plan on doing for the rest of your life to try to raise as much money as possible?
I'd love to. I'd love to try to grow. They say with sports, you want to grow the game, but I want to just grow the cause, right? I think growing awareness and building something stronger than just the game is more important sometimes than, you know, what happens on the ice. Granted, the Crunch are doing fairly well this season, so that it's always nice to go to a game when they're winning. But yeah, I'd love to do it every year, whether it be, you know, through the Crunch or through whoever. I want to try to give back to that as much as I possibly can.
Now, on the poster, Eric, you have this cool logo. It says Sheer Strikes, and it's got like a lightning bolt and all this cool lightning kind of around the edges. Very cool looking logo. And then I look at your shirt, and you have the same thing. It says Sheer Strikes, and underneath
sure.
it
podcast.
It says podcast.
Yeah.
So tell us about what the heck Sheer Strikes is. What is the Sheer Strikes podcast? How can people even listen to it if they want?
Yeah, so I'm on every sort of podcast place imaginable, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you name it, I'm there. It's all lightning related or hockey related, if you will. So it kind of came to me probably 2 years ago, and my dad being a graphic designer, I just said, hey, listen, I want to do a podcast. Give me a name. I want to make this pretty
big. It's a cool logo. It really
logo
pops.
Good.
Yeah,
your dad did a good job.
Yeah, he's... He goes, sometimes the worst work is when you're working with family because you were so picky. I'm like, listen, you just give me something good, and I won't be super picky.
Oh, yeah, there you right. go. That's right.
Very good.
So, wow. And one more just to add here. You mentioned that if people buy tickets to the game Friday, November 17th, that a portion of that will be donated, but they have to make sure that they follow these steps. Is that correct on here?
Yeah, so they got to order online at SyracuseCrunch.com/OCFC and just make sure you use that promo code OCFC, and then that's how the portion of tickets are going to be donated. At the game, I'm also going to be there at the Chuck-a-Puck table, and the portion of that the proceeds from that are also going to be donated to the local foster care agencies.
So just to clarify, if they don't use that promo code, those portion of those tickets will not go to the cause. So they need to make sure they do that, correct?
Correct. And they're cheaper tickets. They're only $20 a ticket versus I think now they're up to $25 or $23
a
ticket.
So you're saving a few bucks.
Saving a few money and goes to a great cause.
OCFC, does that mean anything? Or is that just a promo code?
Yeah, so it's Onondaga County Foster Care.
Okay. Beautiful. OCFC, Onondaga County.
It'll be easier to remember when you know the practicality behind it.
Okay.
Yep.
So it is an acronym of some sorts.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Very, very cool.
Absolutely.
So before we let you go, thank you for coming in, buddy.
Thanks
yes.
for having
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
So you're Mr. Hockey Guy. I don't know. Give us something, then. Talk to us a little about hockey. What's going on? The NHL has just gotten going.
Yeah,
how you feeling
sure.
about your Lightnings this season? Is there somebody or a particular player? Are you on with some of the youngsters? All right, I saw that great interview that Sidney Crosby did with the new young phenom in hockey. I thought that was really cool
yeah.
on opening night. So what is it about hockey that we should be interested in this year?
Like you said, Connor Bedard is the new, let's say, face of the NHL. I guess he's the real deal. After watching him in a couple games, his wrist shot is just unmatched compared to other players mm-hmm. in the league. And everything's super competitive other than the San Jose Sharks, who just finally got their first win last night over Philly. But yeah, the Lightning look pretty good. I'm biased, so everything that they do looks good until it doesn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, they look good. Andrei Vasilevskiy, our starting goalie, he'll be back hopefully Thanksgiving time. But Jonas Johansson's been playing unbelievable in net, and I think we sit second in the Atlantic right now with Kucherov leading the way in points. So he looks, like I said, I'm biased, but he's my heart favorite. So for MVP, so.
My go. Penguins are getting old, man, but are they still? Can they still hang in this thing? Can they still battle, man? My Penguins, they need to be relevant for me to get into hockey this year.
I know. Crosby's always relevant. As long as he's out on the ice, it doesn't matter. They picked up Erik Karlsson in the offseason, and he's been fantastic. I heard rumblings that they were going to get rid of their coach, so I don't know if I agree with it. They
okay.
won back-to-back Stanley Cups, yeah. so.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, we all want to get rid of coaches. We all want to blame the coaches
yeah,
for everything.
It's always an easy thing to do.
Yeah. Of it was course. Interesting seeing the kid, who's no longer a kid, mm-hmm. Sidney Crosby, talking to the real kid,
yeah.
Bedard, who
yeah.
may be the future
passing
face
of the, torch, maybe.
Of the NBA.
Absolutely.
So that certainly was an attempt to pass the torch. Although I tell you, when I see Crosby play, as old as he is, there's just something different about him, you know? He just makes passes and creates plays that other people just can't. It's the great ones, Gretzky, of course, right at the very top of that, and many, many others that have come along the way. Certainly Crosby and Ovechkin and some of the more contemporaries now, some of these young guys. There's a difference between them and the other hockey players in terms of how they move that puck. It's incredible.
And now I'm old. Sidney Crosby, 36.
Yeah, he's up there.
Boy, he's Sid the kid.
Definitely on the back end.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, the vision of Crosby is unmatched to other players. I think that's what sets him aside, is that he sees things in a way that you sit at home watching him play, and it's like, oh my God, how do you...
It's like two steps ahead of everybody.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
He's two steps ahead and knows where that player's going to go and where that puck needs to go and where he needs to go to get the best angle. Hockey is... it's hard to score goals.
Sure is.
And when you talk about having that inert thing, that can be the difference between a puck going in the net and a puck, you know, being saved by a goalie. So,
for sure.
It's a fun sport. It's my favorite sport to watch live. Hockey is a great sport to watch live. I think people sometimes may get turned off by it, watching it on television. But when you go to a hockey game, there's nothing like it.
The atmosphere.
The action, the hitting.
Sure.
It's just a different visual. It's just a different feeling when you see hockey live. So I really, really always push for people to go to hockey games live. And that's what will help you fall in love with the sport.
100%.
If you're ever going to fall in love with it, is go see it in person. See the effort that these players put forth. Watch the amazing things that they can do with that hockey puck. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Eric, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, man.
We'll put some of this information out on our social media portals as well. Again, one more time, the website is Sheer Strikes, S-H-E-A-R-S, Strikes, .betterworld.org. That's where you can buy your raffle tickets. Again, as Paul said before, $10 for one chance, $50, you can get an extra three. You get 8 chances for $50. And if you go all the way up to $100, you get 20 chances. So you double your chances in terms of what the value of a ticket is. And it's all to benefit local foster care parents and groups, a cause that's very close, obviously, and near and dear to your heart. And a lot of other people out there. Yeah. Paul, as you said, has an adopted sister. I don't think I have any adopteds in my family, but my cousin was looking to adopt. I take that back. My cousin has now adopted two. I remember when they were going through the adoption process.
It's a long process.
And they were talking about it. So now they have adopted two children. So I do have adopted children in my family.
Yeah,
my cousin has two adopted children.
We're all connected.
So it's all connected. Thanks, Eric. Great seeing you, man.
Thank you. Nice seeing you.